Thank you for joining us live on KEXP. I'm Cheryl Waters down here in the KEXP studios, supported for by our listeners here at kexp.org. We are so very, very proud to be listener powered, and I am so excited to welcome this artist, Nilufer Yanya. Thank you for coming today.
Hey, Cheryl. Thanks for having us.
Last show.
Yes, last show of the whole tour.
That's amazing. Well, I want to talk about how that tour's been going and the new record, Painless, but I can't wait to hear these new songs live on KEXP. It's Nilufer Yanya.
Take back anything, unless it's all I'm meant to feel. Could find myself a better deal. So maybe I better tie this up. Better who goes wrong. Step by the side, side, side. Do it, drop a ride. And know when it's not okay. Can't keep my head down, don't lie. Never not in pain. Feeling bad, no, not the same. Blood and bones beneath my skin. Feelings that we can't compare. Taking chances anywhere. So maybe I better turn this off. Could drown you. So do it, drop a breath. And now when it's not okay, can't keep my head down, don't lie. And never not in bed. And never try explain to you, you're all the same. Can't keep my mouth shut this time. Stop with the say, say, say. Love is raised by common thieves, hiding diamonds up their sleeves. Always I did it for you. Never felt so sure. You're my best machine. You're my midnight soul. Always I did it for you. Remember every line. If we go through it one more time, so show me how to spin the wheel and get me off the spinning wheel. So maybe I better turn this off. But trust you, oh. Stop it, say, say, say. Do it, drop a ride. So Monday, can't keep my eyes closed too long. And never not in bed. And never try explain to you, you're all the same. Can't keep my hands up far from. It's not what to say, say, say. Love is raised by common thieves, hiding diamonds up their sleeves. Always I did it for you. Never felt so sure that you're my best machine. You're my midnight soul. Always I did it for you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Nilufer Yanya live on KEXP, the new album Painless.
Sadly speak it to the bone. Cause somebody says nobody stays. I might end up here all alone in this mad rush. I need some time to work out who this is. I need to know now who I'm dealing with. What is the kind of patience that breaks your heart, baby? It's me that's taking this apart. Patience that she patience that she goes. It's been working on my mind, oh. Seems to be with me all the time, oh. Can't tell if this is real. I thought you were someone to rely on. Now that nothing lost, fearing that the winter time is coming back soon. Somebody asks, I hope it's just the summertime. Cool and attached to. I need some time to work out who this is. I need to know now who I'm dealing with. What is the kind of patience that breaks your heart, baby? It's me that's taking this so far.
Nilufer Yanya, the new album Painless came out earlier this year on ATO Records, and they're wrapping up their U.S. tour, and so delighted that the final stop is here in the KEXP studios. Such a big fan of this new record. I think you're going to play one of my favorite tracks on the record next.
Like it's so violent, so violent. Sometimes it feels like it's so violent. Sometimes it feels like it's so violent, so violent. Sometimes it feels like it's so violent. Car, this. Left, right, left, right. Just another thing before you go. Left, right, left, right. There has to be someone to say it, so can't fight this type. Break it up, whatever makes you happy. Don't think I'll ever know. So take me out to the beach. Take off all your clothes, whatever makes you happy. I don't think I'll ever know. So take me out to the beach. Take it off all your clothes, whatever makes you happy. Whatever makes you happy. Can't hide from this. Be homesick nights from now. All haunted, it's not your turn. My words don't twist. My words don't twist. Left, right, left, right. Just another thing before you go. Left, right, left, right. There has to be someone to say it, so can't fight this type. Break it up, whatever makes you happy. Don't think I'll ever know. So take me out to the beach. Take off all your clothes, whatever makes you happy. I don't think I'll ever know. So take me out to the beach. Take off all your clothes, whatever makes you happy. Whatever makes you happy. Just another thing before you go. Left, right, left, right. Has to be someone to say it, so can't fight this tight. Break it up, so how does it feel? 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 How does it feel?
We're live here in the KEXP studios with Niloufer Yanya, songs from the new album Painless. We've got one more song, then we're going to catch up, see what the band has been up to.
I can feel something, but it could be nothing. Where they go, I know it's out there. It's up to you and me, I'm going downstairs. Before the therapy, it's going nowhere. It does show that our days are parallel. We had to move fast, don't you slow me down. Still going nowhere.
Thing goes up all the high rise. Like no one gets back into your life. In a couple days I'm gonna lose this. In a couple places getting bruises. Stay here with my body. So she's coming. I don't mean nothing. So I'm not waiting for no one to save me.
Where they go, I know it's out there. It's up to you and me, I'm going down.
asking for the therapy that's going nowhere. It was a school bag showing up at four. It was a small flat, but into the course of going nowhere. Getting bruises, just to heal my body. Cause she's coming, it don't mean nothing. Cause I'm not waiting, I know what to say. And if I'm gonna stabilize, and if I'm gonna stabilize, and if I'm gonna stay.
Nilofer-Yanya live here in the KEXP studios, all four of those songs from the new album Painless. I am so excited. That sounded great. This
Thank
is
you.
The third time I've seen you play live with the band in less than a month, and I feel like we could just do it every week for the rest of the year, and I'd be so happy.
Oh.
The show last on Saturday night was amazing here in Seattle. The crowd was going nuts, and it looked like you were all having fun. Beth was just like beaming from ear to ear the entire show. But what's it been like to be back out on the road and having had this tour?
It's been great. Yeah, we've had so many like amazing crowds and amazing shows, I think. Yeah, Seattle was one of them. New York was one of them. Yeah. It's also been quite testing, I think, like with COVID and the way touring works these days. It's quite different to how we left it in like 2019, but it's been really good to be back.
I bet you have a lot of different emotions being out on the road, of course, being, you know, locked down for a period of time that was quite extended and being able to be back out, but then also sort of navigating these new waters of safety. And you want to, of course, make sure that your own health is good.
Yeah.
If you're going to be out touring every night. Does that get in your head at all?
Yeah, a bit. Yeah, definitely. Ellis got COVID like halfway through. So did my sister. So yeah, it can, when it happens, it kind of throws you off balance a bit and you're like, oh, what's going on? But when you're in the swing of things, that kind of does feel like nothing ever changed, nothing ever stopped, which is cool.
Well, I mentioned when you started to play Left Right that was one of my favorite songs on the album. And it's kind of funny because at the live show, I would turn to my friend every time you started a song. I'm like, this is my favorite. And after about 10 songs, she turned to me and said, I'm not actually sure you know the definition of the word favorite. But suffice it to say, this entire record is phenomenal. And I understand that you had gone through a period of not being able to write for a while, maybe as much as a year. And then all of this started flowing out of you. And unlike in the past where I had read in the past that you kind of spent time rewriting songs, you just kind of let this flow and went with sort of your initial song. And I'm interested to know about that shift.
Yeah. So I wrote a lot of this new record with Wilma Archer, my friend and producer. So when we were writing together, it kind of took me out of that headspace of thinking, oh, this isn't like a good idea or this isn't good enough. So it was a lot easier to kind of get things going again. Yeah.
What was the experience like co-writing with someone? Because that's kind of new for you, isn't it?
Well, it's kind of new, but we've been working together on the last record as well. So it was kind of like a relationship that is being built up. And like, there's a lot of like trust in there. So I would say like trust is pretty important.
And it's clear that you trust this amazing band.
Yeah.
I mean, the energy between you and the emotional connection comes out in the live sets completely.
That's good. That's good to know.
I think the production on this record is so amazing. It sucked me in completely. And it's fun that it's different than your last record, mm-hmm. where you had sort of those little interstitials and skits, and yes. it was around a theme. Tell me about kind of embarking on this story. And the songs are very personal, although that can be said for all songs, yeah. I suppose. But tell me what your headspace was around creating this record and what you wanted to do specifically in the studio with the sound.
What was my headspace? I was thinking it would be nice to kind of make it like more like settled on, or have like more of like a sonic world that it lives in, and more of like a cohesive sound, which is what something I wanted to achieve. Because when I listened back to the first record, I was like, oh, it's all like very different, and it kind of sounded like lots of different things being put together. So I really wanted to make this record sound more like a record, I guess. But I didn't really think about it too much before starting. Yeah.
Just happened naturally. I imagine working with someone, as you said, that you trust, that also helps.
I think because we worked together on a lot more of the music, like maybe like 8 songs. So it's like it created this like natural sound anyways. And then the rest of the record could kind of, work around that.
Now that tour's over, what's next for you? I love following your adventures and travels on Instagram, and I've read some interviews that you've done, and in a couple of them you said that you're interested in, you know, maybe trying to live somewhere besides London, which is where you have grown up. Is that, I'm not trying to hold you to that just because it's in print, but is that something you still think about? I know you love to travel.
Yeah, I'd love to live somewhere else. I mean, right now I really want to go home, so
it's funny saying that.
But yeah, I'd love to live anywhere else, to be honest. I feel like you can get kind of, maybe not stuck in your ways, but like really used to things. And I've never kind of actually lived somewhere different apart from London. Like I've traveled, but not lived. And that's like a different thing. When you're on tour, like you don't really get to see places as much as you think you might. Yeah.
A young person in my life, like in their 20s or something, says that they're interested in moving somewhere else, I always say do it, because I've traveled a lot as well. But actually, as an adult, I have never picked up and moved to a new city and tried to, you know, even if you have connections there, just kind of start a new life there with all of that newness and excitement. And I have a very rich life. I'm very happy with it. But I feel like that's something worth experiencing. And so I encourage you.
Thank you.
Go out there and do that.
Thanks.
And so what, you're going to go home and rest, and then what comes for you the rest of the year?
We've got like a bunch of festivals lined up this summer and more touring towards the end of the year. So it'll be busy.
I had kind of hoped you might show up with those big pink wings.
Oh my God.
I love that visual image that you do that in a lot of, you sport that in a lot of the Painless promo. And I think it's a unique look because it's these beautiful feminine wings, and then you've just got this masculine hardware. And I'm kind of wondering what the inspiration was behind them, and where do those live now?
The inspiration was quite random. Like I was making the artwork for the album, and I found these like flamingo wings. And I stuck them on there. And then I was thinking like it'd be nice to recreate that as an image, like a real image. So my two friends, Trevia and Jenna, made me a pair for a video and some photos, which was great. And where did they live? I think they're in my wardrobe, like on the top at the moment.
Well, they did an excellent job. They're beautiful.
They did, yeah.
Well, thank you all so much for coming by. It's always such a pleasure to see you, and love, love the new album.
Thanks for having us, Cheryl.
Nilufer Yanya, the new album is Painless, and you're listening to KEXP. If you'd like to discover more wonderful sessions like this, you can visit our YouTube channel. In fact, if you subscribe to it, you'll get notifications every time we launch something new and wonderful. And we're a listener-powered station, and we want to thank all of our wonderful listeners for supporting us. You can visit kexp.org and find out more about KEXP. And again, thank you for supporting great sessions like this one with Nilufer Yanya. live on KEXP.